In the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara, or even in the time of Chumash, they used to have the Kiddushin separate of the Chasen of the Nesuyim. It would take a year usually between when they got married by Kiddushin till there was the Nesuyin, which was when she came to live with him. About the time of Rashi, they stopped doing that and they started to do the Kiddushin and the Nesuyin together as we do today. That you do the chuppah and the Kiddushin is under the chuppah, so they are both together. There may be a lot of reasons why. At least we know one thing for sure. The whole sugya in the Torah of Meiti Shemra and the whole sugya in Gemara of Pesach Pasuach Motzosi and many other halachas are special halachas that are for this period of between the Chasana, the Kiddushin and the Nesuin. It was a strange period when she is already married, but they still lived separately. The whole sugya of Chosnabel Kalosi Bebeis Hamov. All this is because of the difficulty of their officially getting married, but still living separately in separate cities. So that made difficulties and complications. Probably this was one of the reasons why they selected to do it together. So then the whole period is illuminated. So actually, after they started, they didn't start it in one time. In the time of Rashi and Tosfos, they started it, but many did it together and many did it separately. Even after that, after Tosfos, where the Ashkenazim all did it together, the Sfardim did it still separately. The Torah writes that we still do it separately, which was much later. But eventually the Sfardim also started to do it together. So today, and many generations ago, you do it together. So what means together? Together means that the chuppah starts even before the Kiddushin. But it's obvious that the chuppah doesn't have any power of Nisuin, since there is not Kiddushin yet. But they are already standing under the chuppah. So that probably means that the second that he finishes giving the tabas and saying Areyat Mekudeshesli, and while he is standing under the chuppah, so the Kiddushin and the Nesuin are being affected together.
So what's the
Erusin? Erusin is what he gives her the ring and he says Areyat Mekudeshesli, Kiddush Mitzvah Yisrael. That's Kiddushin. What? Nesuin that she becomes his wife by chuppah. We'll discuss soon what chuppah is. As we know, chuppah is the chuppah. So the regular chuppah, they are already doing that after under the chuppah, the kiddushin. So the second that he is giving the tabas and saying areyat mekudeshesli, so she is married and already nisuin also, because they are standing
before the erusin.
But obviously the nisuin cannot help anything before the erusin. So we started it before, but it is affected right after the kiddushin. This is in general, but being more specifically, there is a machleket, what is chuppah and what is nisuin today. Actually, there are 4 days, and according to these 4 days, there will be a different, when does she really become his wife? There are 4 days, what they are all brought down in Shulchan Aruch and earlier in Tosfos and Gemara. What means chuppah that is nesuin? There is one day that when the badekenish, that he covers his face, this is the nesuin.
Heinumo.
Heinumo is the chuppah. This is what Tosfos explains.
The Beis has an Nesurim Kil Chosim. He breaks it down to seven Shittas.
Okay, in general, there are four in the Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, steht four. The four that are brought in Shulchan Aruch, if there is a discussion of how many, we may look lechatchila in the Ramo what he says in Siman Samach Aleph.
But wasn't it by the Badakanish, there was no Kiddushim, yeah?
What?
There was no Kiddushim by the Badakanish.
Really, but that's when he does Kiddushim, she is already under the Badakanish. She doesn't take it off till after.
The Nesuin doesn't affect anything around the Erisin.
Right. But the Erisin, the Nesuin is, as we'll see what the Ramo says. No, where is this is the Gloy? Only Gloy. But Gloy, this is how those, as at the second that it has, the Kedushin has also the Nesuin.
You need to have some form of a Gloy Bilsam of Freya.
Who says?
Because if just covered, if it doesn't pertain to Nesuin.
It pertains to Nesuin, but Nesuin can't be before Kedushin. So the minute that Kedushin helps, helps the Nesuin. She's already under it, so then helps the Nesuin. It doesn't have to be Mila Mafreya, because she cannot be a Nesuin before she's...
It can be the Mafreya, but it does have to...
Nothing.
Not
the same
Kedushin.
No, she puts it in order that when the Kedushin will be, she'll be under it. So let's see what the Ramo says.
The pile of the Kedushin is happening with the Heinuma on her anyway.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but the Heinuma, let's say you cover it, you gave your Kaddish lady that she's an Arab, she's a Shmata. So then?
So the Shmata is in order, it should be in a Suim, but when is it going to be Chal later? Because later, when he gives the Kedushin, it's already in a Suim. So the Ramo says like this. Haminek poshut achshov in number 10 in Siman Nunei Sif Aleph. Haminek poshut achshov likris chupo mokim shemachnisin yirio pruso al gabi klunsois. This is what we call chupo. The yesh emrim, the chupo, chupas psulom mishiyotse bein numo. Almona is adradinim. Then, ahakach melichenei son lebeison, the goat for yichud tzimah. ואיכלים ביחד במוקים צונוע, וזהו החופה הנהגס עכשיו, which is the third day, the day of the Rosh, that when they go into the Yichud room, not when everyone leaves the room, and it's Yichud HaRoel Biyah, but the minute they go into a special room, that's when the chupe, the Nesuin is chal. Then comes the day of the Rambam that we'll see later in next Siman, that the Rambam says it doesn't help the chuppah till they are ichud only by themselves, only two people locked. So we have four days in Shulchan Aruch what means chuppah. Or they numer the badekenish, or when they go under the chuppah that we call chuppah, or when they go into the room, or when everyone is leaving the room and they stay there by themselves. So now let's see when she becomes Nesuah. It's very obvious that before she is doing the Kiddushin, she is not Nesuah. But the second that she gets the Tabas, and he says, Areyat Mekudeshes L'Kiddash Meshim Yisrael, she is already under the Inume, she is already under the Chupo, so that second becomes the Nesuah. She is already Nesuah. But according to the Rosh, that the Rosh says that the chupo is when they go into a closed room, even though if there are a few people with them. So then the chupo is, she is not becoming a nesuah right away, she is becoming a nesuah when they go into the room. First he goes in, and then she goes in, and then she becomes nesuah. The Rambam says that it has to be a chupo yichud haroel biyah. So they doesn't help yet. Everyone has to go out of the room and they are staying there locked. And that's when they get Nesuah.
In Svara, there's no difference between the Chupa and the Yichud if the people are there.
No, there is. Because the Rosh says that we do the Broches outside where everyone stands. because we want everyone to hear the brachas. But this cannot be considered nesuim because this is not a mokim tzonua. As we see, the Ramos says, v'harkach melichin eisem lebeitzom ve'echlim biyachad v'mokim tzonua v'zeh hachupo aneheges achshav.
It needs to be a room that
has
like,
yes.
No window?
It doesn't matter. But at least it has to be in a room where they are there, and even if there are more people, but it's not open for the public in the street. Rambam says, or in the Lashon of the Alter Rebbe, the Yichud that is the Mokim Tzonua, that is not Yichud Roi Lebiya, it is called a Yichud with Shnei Shomrim. As we will see, the Alter Rebbe says it in Sinshin Simeshin Lametes, in the middle line, it says, Yesh liyachdom acharachupo, the second line, the kolchkinim, number nine, the second line, the kolchkinim hoisot me beleil hei, so couldn't be a yichud roi lebio, when it's yachdo imoy al yidei beiz shoimrim. It's not called yichud roi lebio, so it's not enough according to the Rambam, but this is the yichud that is chupe according to the Rosh. So we have 4 days in the chupe. So lichaira according to the first two days, the second, the Kiddushin helps. That second, the Nesuin also helps. But actually, this is not the case. We break the cup after the Shavuot Brachos.
As if it's done.
For whatever, they say Helchum. That's the second when, according to the first days, the Nesuin is chal. And we will see soon why. And that will explain us our whole process of the chuppah, how we are doing that. There is a whole process. First there is bedekenish. Then the chosn goes under the chuppah. And the kala comes under the chuppah and they're circling. Then there is kiddushin, he gives it a bas. Then they announce somebody should read the ksuvah. Then they give the chosn the ksuve, the chosn gives it to the kala, and the kala gives it to your mother for safekeeping. Then they say the shevet brachos. The whole process, why is this all needed? So we'll see why it is, and then we will see when is the nesuin, when she becomes a real wife. Not in the second that she gets the tabas. Then she is a kmekudeshes, but not a nesuin. So we'll see. Why do we have a minhag that we read the ksuve berabim? Yes, obviously it's a kibud for a choshever id, a choshever rov, but this minhag is a minhag that the Rasha made and is brought in Tesfas. And the reason for that, Tesfas explains in Psochem. And he says, the reason for this is because since we decided to do the kiddushim together with the nesuim, so usually there is a kos shel kiddushin erusin, and there is a kos of nesuin shel brachos. It should be together, like when we do kiddush and avdola together by yaknahaz, we do it on one cup and we say it all together. Sometimes we cannot do it together because it's the chavilis, but here it's not a problem because it's the same subject, as the Gemara says, just like Kiddushin and Chadavdolah the same. Why don't we do it in one course? Teisva says, because in Teisva's period, still not everyone did the Chuppah and Kiddushin and the Suyin together. Sometimes they do it separately. So they'll have to make, if they do it together, they do it on one case. If they do it separately, they do it on two cases. So they decided to do it all on two cases. But how could we do two cases, after one after the other, it's the same thing? So they decided to make a hefsek between Kiddushin and Nisuin. What kind of hefsek should we do? They should read the ksuv aloud. That was the minhag that the Rashi and Tesfas was manning in order to make a hefsek between the Kiddushin and the Nesuin, which means What?
Why me to read it loud?
So what should do? He'll read it, and what is everyone going to do? The idea is to make a hefsek for everyone should not stand and look on the sky. So they made it a corner. Rasha made it a corner.
They didn't have cell phones in those days.
So it means for us that the minute he gives her the tabas and he says a rat courageously, she is not nesua yet. Even though they are under the chuppah, even though she is under the hinumah, but they have in mind that the nesuin shouldn't be chal till they make the hefsek.
How do I bracha sir?
One second, we didn't get to this point yet. First, without that, they want to make a hefsek, and then they make a second course. So that's why it cannot be the nesuin till after they finish reading the tshuva. They had that in mind. After they finish reading the Ksuve, it's not finished yet. Whoever reads the Ksuve, turns around the Ksuve, gives it to the Chosn. The Chosn gives it to the hand of the Kala, and the Kala gives it to someone for safekeeping. Why this process? So this process is even though if those that don't hold like the Rambam, they still want to be Yetzer even according to the Rambam. And according to the Rambam, the Chuppah has to be Royal Kiddushin. And as long as she does not get the Ksuvo, you are not allowed to live together. So it's not Yichud Royal Kbir. So he has to give her actually the Ksuvo, she should receive it. And then he has the obligations of the ksuve, and then it could be a real nisuin.
Not only because she needs the ksuba, because the ksuva is signed and sealed. It's because of dinah chayshe mishma that the kinyan is not chal.
Correct. It's because the lake ksuva is beilas, as the Mishnah says in ksuves in number one. Kol apeches lepsulo mimosayim lalmono mimone harezu bo'ilu znus.
But the sign and seal, the eidim of Shengachat.
No, he didn't give it to you. If you if you hold it, but he doesn't give it to you.
Oh, that's a dinah kinyan.
Okay, so she is not getting it. So in order for that, you made the takone, you should give her the ksuve. And in order to make the hefse, they read the ksuve before he's giving her. And this is what.
If it doesn't actually the husband doesn't give it, someone else gives it.
He has to give it to him.
She has to.
That's the Kenyan.
She needs to get it, or
he has to give it to him. That's the Kenyan. So we'll see how the Rambam says it. The Rambam speaks about writing the ksuve and signing it, but we do it even to give it. So you see, in number 5, Siv Halacha Zayin, that Tzorich Lichtiv Ksuve Kedim Knisa Lechupo. So explains the Magid Mishneh, Mipnei Shehu Sefer De Beinin Lechatchil Lechupo Ruvuya Lebiyo, Shaleyach Sar Dover Afilu Midivrayo. So therefore, the process is that first you do a nume, then the chupe, then the kiddushin, then the reading the ksuve, and then the mesiras ksuve. After mesiras ksuve, we do the broches, sheva broches. We did already the hefsek, so we can do the broches. But why do we do the broches in the chupe? Well, just wait an hour. And we'll say the brachas in the end of the chuv of the suda. We say the brachas. Why do we have to say it before? It's the same suda. It's not because we must by the chuppah, by the kiddushin have a shev brachas. You could have it at the end of the suda. The reason why we having the brachas before the yichud is for the same reason. Because it says in number 3 in Maseches Kale, Kalob lebrocho asuro lebailo kenido. We want it should be the Sheva Brochas of after the Sude is the Sheva Brochas for the Sude. this seven brochas is in order they should have a yichud royal beer.
Why not the
seven brochas?
I can use one
brochas. No, the kal brochas means the seven brochas. That's the suim. The seven
brochas.
Blei brocha means the seven brochas. So therefore, we will see now in the Beis Shmuel, the last number 12. So he says in Shulchan Aruch Levarach Birchas Chasanim, which means the Sheva Brachas, but Beis Achosn Kei Dem Nisuin. So he says Kei Kosav Rambam Ulashitos Ishapir Mishum Disvira Lechup Pohainu Yichud Veosu Lishyachat Blei Brachas Harosh Tzirle Delei Beinichol Perui Lebiya Tzirle Dein Tzorich Levarach Kei Dem Kedemakniso. The reason why we do the separate, the second time, or the Shev Bochas in the Chuppah, in addition to what we say later, is it should be good, even according to the Rambam, that before the Yichud, it should be already as the Shev Bochas.
How do you know that? How do you know that Chuppah Lebrachim
is the Shev Bochas, not the Bracha? Because that's the reason why, you see the Bishmul says, that's the reason why we say the Shev Bochas.
Which other Bracha could it be?
Erosin?
Yeah.
No, Erosin is before. Right. We're speaking about a year later.
I said, so how do you know that's not the Bracha?
Because you see that Bishmul explains that. That's why we say the Shev Bochas. There is no other reason why we should say the Shev Bochas under the Chuppah. We're saying it by the Suda.
But you're saying Kalav Lebracha. How do you know Kalav Lebracha?
You see, according to what they explain that, you see that they don't learn like that. Because there is no question that without Nisuin he's not allowed to live with her. Because that Babes Chamov. Here we're speaking already that he's going to his house. But still then, a year later, we don't say Birkas Eirusin. We say Birkas Nisuin, which is the Sheva Brachas.
The time of the Mishnah, Birkas Eirusin was 12 months ago. With Kalav Lebracha.
Why would you say Lebracha is less than the Sheva Brachas?
And that's what he says, the Rambam says in number 5, Siv Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Tzorech Levorech Birkas Chasanim Bebeis Chosim Kedim Nisuim. It's not the Kedim Eirusin that we say the Brocha. It's the Kedim Nisuim, which is the Sheva Brochas. A year earlier they did the Birkas Eirusin.
I think when it's establishing that Kalav Lebracha, first of all, Sheva Brocha. Birkas Chasanim is also Sheva Brocha.
Right.
It's all the same title.
Yes. Because the other thing is called Birkas Eirusin, not Sheva Brachas, not Birkas Chasanim.
Actually, the Alter Rebbe's title is Birkas Eirusin v'Nisuin.
Okay, yes, because he has both. Because he has both brachas.
Sheva Brachas is this, Birkas Sheva Brachas,
Birkas Nisuin. Yes, yes. So, it comes out that according to the first 2 days, that the Chuppah is the Chuppah or the Heinumeh, we still don't have the, she is not getting married completely after he gives her the ring. Then we have to read the ksuvah. Then we have to give her the ksuvah. Then we have to say Sheva Brachas. And after we finish the Sheva Brachas, then we have in mind, now it's the Nisuin. That's why then we break the cup and we say Mazel Tov, that's the end of Nisuin. Well, we're speaking about the first 2 days. The Tesis day. The Tesis day, that's the end.
Okay,
is that right? Now we're getting to the Rosh, and then we'll get to the Rambam. According to the Rosh, this, then when we finish the Sheva Brachas, it's not Nisuin yet. We have to go into the room. The reason why we did it, the Sheva Brachas, not in the room, is being explained because we want this everyone to hear, so we do it in the public place, but that's not Nisuin yet. That's a preparation to Nisuin. Then we they go in. And that's according to the Rosh. As the Alter Rebbe explained before, it's a yichud with two shomrim, he calls it. A yichud, it's not a yichud, because it's not a yichud roi labir. But it's a yichud with two shomrim, because according to the Rosh, it's enough.
Only two shomrim
stand at the door? Stand inside.
Huh?
If it's an ide, they make it shouldn't be so nicker, so they close the door, but two people are standing in the room with them. What? We'll get to that soon. Rambam says that this is still not Nisuin. When is the Nisuin? When everyone goes out and they stay by themselves. Okay, there's a minute that you should wait the period of of royal beer. But not everyone agrees to that. It has to be yichud royal beer, but does not necessarily have to take this 5 or 8 minutes, but we do it.
Why is okay,
to yichud? But that's according to the Rambam. So the Rambam says that the Nesuyim is finishing later. And if she is a Nidon, he says, delay the Nechasana. We don't delay the Chasana. So he says, if you don't delay the Chasana, don't make Sheva Brochas. Because the Nesuyim is not going to be today, it's going to be in a week. Don't say Sheva Brochas. Let's see how the Rambam says it in number 5, in Ish Hivas, this is Perek Yud, in Siv Halacha Vov, V'leitinos en Nido Achetita. When she becomes clean, that's when she says Sheva Brochas. So, which means that we do not paskel like the Rambam. Because we do say Sheva Brochas even when she is a nida. And we do not delay the chasana when she is a nida. So we do not pass like the Rambam. Right, so that we'll discuss it soon. So we are just making the whole process of the chuppah. It should help according to the Rambam, as the Rishmul says, Lefi the Rosh, you don't need all this. You don't need Sheva Brochas under the chuppah. We do it for the Rambam. But for the Rambam, it helps only when she is not a nida. When she is a nida, according to the Rambam, it doesn't help. We say Sheva Brochas right away because we're not paskening like the Rambam.
Why do we have to make a yichud room like we have today?
Because we want to be according to the Rambam too. Because according to the Rambam, it's not nesuyin yet.
But if it's a nida and she didn't have it, like how do you expect?
So then you're not relying on the Rambam. That's the pashtus. Here comes the problem. So we decided, as far as till now, that we do not paskel like the Rambam. Because by chuppas nida, we do a chuppas nida. And we do the Sheva Brochas. We are doing the whole process only. It should be even according to the Rambam when it helps.
But why wouldn't you do the chuppas nida even if you don't agree that it's becoming a full wife? You make a chuppas nida, but she still won't become a full fledged wife.
So then, what? When would you say the Sheva Brochas? Says the Rambam, don't say the Sheva Brochas until she can become.
Who cares? You say it?
Because you cannot say it. You have to say it when she by the chasana. Because it's a few 2 minutes before, it doesn't matter. So that we will discuss. That we will discuss.
The Rambam packet says that she say the Sheva Brochas when she becomes a Torah.
Right. Yes, the Rambam says you should wait a week. So that means that we do not care for the Rambam when there is a problem. So we'll see soon if we do not care or we do. We'll see now that the Alter Rebbe is cheshish to the Rambam even if we have it.
Yeah, okay.
And then we'll have to find out if we really don't care about the Rambam's shit but the have it. The Alter Rebbe speaks a din in Hilchas Shabbos. Then he says there is a machlekes if chupa ruya lebiya is a chupa or not. He starts speaking about almone. Balmone is one stage higher because a chupa doesn't help balmone. So if, according to the Rosh, that a chupa is even without banide, so by almone it has to be ichud ruya lebiya. According to the Rambam, the chupa is ichud ruya lebiya. So by Almona, it is not Cana till they are living together. So he has a whole process, he explains that. Why does he have to explain that in Hilchas Shabbos? Because they used to do always the Chasana on Friday. That's how it was the Minak.
Some of the Rabbeim's Chasana were
all the Rabbeim's Chasana was also mainly on Friday. Probably the reason was because they didn't want to make a whole Sudei in the middle of the week. It was hard, so they did it together with the, like the Shev, like the Shalom Zohar now. Everyone ate this to the Shabbos, and then they came to dance, whatever the reason is. But that's how they do it. comes a problem sometimes during the chuppah, they're trying to finish it before lichtzenden, and then lichtzenden comes. No. He starts speaking about almona, then he speaks about the regular. And then comes in the Shabbos and they still didn't do the yichud. Could they do the yichud?
Kinyan Shabbos.
Yichud is a kinyan, she becomes his wife. Says the Alter Rebbe, according to the Rambam, she can't. According to Rosh, they already went to the yichud room. According to the Rambam, there was Talmud still not yichud relabir. So she should not make yichud, they should not be together till after Shabbos. They shouldn't go sleep in a room together.
I understand that.
You understand that?
Yeah.
So that means that we are machmirit, according to the Rambam, even b'dievet.
Why? No, could be the fact that you're choishes to the Rambam.
Even b'dievet.
Why are you doing it? Why are you going into that room?
Because they want to live together.
Okay, so...
Because the night after the chasen, they want to sleep in the same room.
Okay, so you're Megal Das.
We're not Megal Das, they want to sleep together, they want to live together.
But you're Megal Das, like, why are you going into the room?
Because they want to live, because they want to go sleep. And why should they go sleep separately?
No, I'm saying according to the Rosh.
Why? According to the Rosh, why shouldn't they want to sleep? Don't husband and wife go to sleep in the same room?
No, according to the Rosh, so they want opinion already.
Oh, but according to the Rambam, there was no kinyan, but they still want to go to sleep together. If we are not chayshis, but they have it to the Rambam, why shouldn't they go sleep in the room, same room?
Oh, he said you shouldn't sleep in the same room.
Let's see what the Alter Rebbe says. In the last line of number 9, he explains all the details. Then he says, Gam bepsulo, shechupo keinabo, yesh liyachdo achar yichud yichud gomur ohoy lebiye keidem ha-shabbos. Ey leit isyached yichud gomur kol ha-shabbos kulo. Why? Kedei lochus lisvora acheinu to the Rambam shichud gomur ohoy lebiye mikro chupo. Velei chupo shalei. Ve'osu la'aseisa b'tchilu b'shabbos. According to the Rosh, there is no problem. So they are not allowed to go sleep in one room because we are chayshis to the Rambam. Even with the Evet.
They said they give the Yichud Sibur for you, before Shabbos.
No.
Only then.
So who cares? They have been given with that. They have been given in a chuppah, and they have been given in the Zimmer. There was no Yichud Royal Beer.
So, yes, Lord, and after Chuppah, Yichud Gomor, and we came to my Shabbos.
Came to my Shabbos. And they have been spared. But and if they didn't, yes, so you are chayshis to the Rambam even with the Evet. For the issue of Kinyan, Kinyan is not such a harsh issue. Why? Because it's Kinyan Otzeh Mitzvah. And in very many cases, Kinyan Otzeh Mitzvah is Mutter B'Shar B'Siyonte. Erev Pesach and things like that. So here we are Machmir. We are Machmir so much because according to the Rambam, there will be a problem. So we are chayshis to the Rambam.
What's that going to do? I feel like the Rosh. We both said that you were
going to Yichud. No, they said you were going to Yichud on.
The Rebbe said that you were going to
Yichud. Good. Is you have to understand. You have to tell me. So what does it mean? Why Chuppas Nido? We say Shevet Boch is right away. Even though the Nisuy will be a week later. Or 10 days later. And here, we are machmir to the Rosh, to the Rambam.
Could be like the Rosh, like he said.
No, but according to the Rosh, there was no problem because he says even they went to Yichud, but there was no Yichud, they didn't go out of the room, so you can't.
This is
Lemaise says. Lemaise, he says. Even if Friday they did a Yichud and they didn't leave the room before the Shkia, they're not allowed to be together, all Shabbos. So we still don't are not makpid for Yichud Nida. Yes, but the question is the Rambam. So we are not machmir if the chuppah is a nida, if the chalkal is a nida, we don't care about it. And then we say Shevet Brachos right away. We don't wait 10 days for the Shevet Brachos. Not like the Rambam says. So we have to separate these two subjects. The Rambam says here two halachas. One is the Nesuin don't help till they are clean and they are together. Yichud Roy Lebiya. And the second is that you cannot say that brocha before. We will have to say that we are machmir according to the Rambam, that the nisuin is not till later. But we're still not paskening like the Rambam. We say that we could stay start the b'shev brochas right away, 10 days before she becomes nisuin. How we divide it? So we'll see, even in normal circumstances, the shev brochas we say under the chuppah. Then they say everyone tells the mazel tov. And they speak, and they walk, and they go into the room, and they take pictures, and they give them something to eat, and then they take off their kittel, and it takes half an hour. After all this, everyone leaves the room, and they stay to themselves, and that's the nesuin. No, but we still say the brochas a half an hour earlier, so we don't care about that. But the Rambam doesn't care about this half an hour, but he cares if it's days. So we don't pass like him. Where do we see that these are two separate subjects? In one of them we are machmir like the Rambam, even with the Eved, and in the second we do not care. So we'll see that in the Rambam himself, and then we'll see that how we pass. Says the Rambam, I don't have it here, but in the end of this, Halacha Vov says that if she's a nida and they said Sherev Brochas right away, they don't have to say it later when she becomes Torah. Comes the question, why? She wasn't married till now. She's married 10 days later. When she's getting married, she has to say Sherev Brochas. It's already finished the Sherev Brochas of the 7 days. Why shouldn't she have to say Sherev Brochas? So it's enough what they said before. Why is it enough? So we see it's two separate halachos. Let's see further how the Ramos says. Ramos is just cheshish to the Rambam. But let's leave that. And let's see an interesting halacha that Ramos says. In Simen Samachalef, in number 11. The last line. In Kiddush betos, they made a kiddushin, and then they found out the ring wasn't his, or something else. And the kiddushin, they have to do the kiddushin again, on the next day or a few days later. V'hoyel nesuin imo. Achar kach, several days later, noida shakiddushin hoy betos. Afo pishecheidro mekacho, he is doing the kiddushin again a few days later. Ein tzorich levoir sheinis sheva brochas. Sagila bebrir brochas ar sheinis. That has nothing to do with the Rambam. There was no kiddushin. The kiddushin is a week later we found out there was a toast in the kiddushin. So why should it help what he said the birchas nisuin the sheva brochas before? We see that the Sherev Brochas.
What does the Brochas accomplish? It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't accomplish the Nesuin, the Brochas.
But by the Nesuin, you need Sherev Brochas. You don't need. It doesn't help that week before the Nesuin, he did Sherev Brochas. So he says he shouldn't. Why not? So we see that that helped. Why did this help? Because the process started. We are holding lahatchila. We want everything to be together. In case of emergency, like she's a nida, according to the Rambam. Or if we found out it was kedushin tos, and a week later they did the kedushin again, Sherev Brochas is done. They already started the process. So it's chal. So therefore, name. That's what he says. Not even the kiddushin was the toast. There was not the ring wasn't enough, or there was another kiddushin toast. Name the kiddushin shvinken erusim. What's he given a toast in the kiddushin? Yes, and no erusim. The process started. So we see here the shell brachas, we're trying it to be together, but if it's done earlier, it helps. So the Alter Rebbe says a very interesting halacha here. This Friday they did the kiddushin and they did the nesuim, they did the yichud, but not everyone left the room before Shabbos came. So the nesuim didn't finish yet. So then they eat the suda at night. They are not allowed to live together yet. They're not allowed to go into a room together yet. But are they saying the sherev brachas by the suda? Yes. He doesn't say not to say the sherev brachas. He says if that happened, they shouldn't be together. He doesn't say, don't say sherev brachas. He should say, don't say sherev brachas to Mutzei Shabbos. So we see here itself that the Alter Rebbe is dividing it. So we don't care by the Evet for the Chumrah of the Rambam that you should push off the sherev brachas 10 days later until she becomes Torah. We don't care about that with the Evet. But we do care that actually she is not in the Suah yet till 10 days later.
My afternoon.
Nafkimine in the Gemara would be Legabe Neder or Legabe. What? Legabe Didin for me to share more Legabe Didin. Again, that's a black from Kiddush.
Yeah.
Oh, but the other dinim between Kiddushin and Nisuin will be by her, not by like by us for 10 minutes. It will be by her for 11 days.
So our whole machlokes with the Rambam is whether you say
the Sherev
brachas earlier,
right.
Or you say
yes,
later.
But the Nisuin, the Alter Rebbe is cheshesh that even with the Eved were cheshesh to the Rambam. That's Lichaira, the only way how to explain that the Alter Rebbe paskens like the Rambam in one thing and not like the Rambam in second thing.
Is it once brachas or once?
Yeah, but the brachas we say by nesuin. If the nesuin is 11 days later, why? We know if she's a nida, we know the whole public maybe wouldn't know, but we know. So if she's an Inder, why do we say sherev brachas in the 7 days?
Yeah, but
so it shows that it's a separation.
But it's also a separation because there's two different dinim. One's a dinim bracha.
Yes.
And one's a dinim in kiddush.
But there's two dinim, but in pashtas, the dinim brachas is birkas nesuin. So when you do the nesuin, you do the bracha. You don't do it 11 days earlier.
Yeah, but that's our whole machlek is. Our whole machlek is in bracha.
Okay, so legabe
bracha, you can put a birkas anenim, say an inyan.
No, it's not a birkas anenim. It's birkas mitzvah. So it has to be when you do the mitzvah. You can't do a bracha because a mitzvah is 11 days earlier.
Yeah,
so they say it's not considered. It's called birkas hashvach.
Yeah.
So birkas hashvach, we learn here, could be 11 days earlier. No, we're speaking even according to the Rambam. Even b'dievet, according to the Rambam, would be made there that the sherev brachas I could do 11 days earlier before the nesuin starts. But according to the, in any case, that gives us the understanding of the schedule of the chuppah. It's not only to do it for a way it should be helping, even according to the Rambam, that we do not paskin like that. We do paskin like the Rambam, so therefore we need and we want it should be right away. So therefore we need to say to give her to hand over the kiksuva to her, and we need to say the sherev brachas, and we need to have the real nisuin, the yichud haroi lebia. The whole process of the chuppah is according to the Rambam that we do. Cheshesh to the Rambam's shite. Only legabe sherev brachas we don't.